Thanks, Shane. Thank you very much.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Enjoy the show.
Thank you, Dermot. Wet and grey Friday afternoon here in Dublin. But I'm hearing there from Shane that in the southwest, it's clearing away. So let us know, is it sunny down in Cork? We've a lovely sunny programme for you on this Friday afternoon. Marty Pello, yes, yeah. The front man with Wet, Wet, Wet will be talking to us. I was playing that yesterday and it's been with me all yesterday evening into the night time. I woke up with it in my head this morning and it's been going around and around. It could be worse. It could be Baby Shark or something like that. Anyway, we'll be speaking to Marty Pello if you have any questions or comments for him, because I know there are loads, hundreds of thousands of Marty Pello fans in this country. 51551 I'm a huge fan of Marty Pello, huge fan of Cormac Begley. I call him Jimi Hendrix of the concertina. And I'm looking at two of his concertinas sitting on the desk in front of me. He did a sound check at 2:30 and he's sounding amazing. And he's going to play a couple of tunes for us. And we're going to have a chat as well. The great Cormac Begley, he's really made the concertina his own and he's making it do things that nobody has ever made it do before. Nathan Anthony, Board of Lunch. That's, you probably know him from Board of Lunch. One of these people who emerged from the lockdown. Not a trained chef or anything, but he was bored at home, bored of his lunch. Started with the slow cooker, moved on to the air fryer. Now has sold more than 500,000 cookbooks. 500,000, ladies and gentlemen. First Irish chef or whatever cookbook to be number one in the UK. Board of Lunch, the Healthy Air Fryer book is his second. And we'll be talking to Nathan about that and other things. And after 4 o'clock, the man of many voices, Mario Rosenstock, will be here. And he'll be giving us his take with voices on the contenders for the Late Late Show job. That's something to look forward to. And of course, in there as well, we have our quiz. And anything you want to say to us, 51551radort.ie. Yesterday, we were talking about I wish to make it easier to say ChatGPT. And this is it's sort of a thing put together by US startup OpenAI, and we did a poem from it. We were talking yesterday about the Cork teacher Patrick Hickey, who uses it in school. He asked the app to create a ghost from the bubonic plague and allowed his secondary school students to ask the ghost questions, and he says it's a brilliant thing, and if teachers don't get on board, they'll be left behind. But there's loads of questions over ChatGPT and how it's been used. I see just now news on the BBC website that the Italian government are the first Western country to block advanced chatbot ChatGPT. I see an article there in The Guardian today. Our leaders tell us AI is nothing to worry about. That's terrifying. But as I was saying yesterday, it is something we should be having serious chats about because it's moving along at breakneck speed. And oftentimes what happens, it's too late, you know, because these things move a lot faster than legislation. So we should be putting in preventative measures. And I think that's what they've done in Italy. Anyway, we'll keep an eye on that for you. Yesterday we were talking to Noel Fitzpatrick. We had a great chat, actually, if you missed it. Supervet, Noel Fitzpatrick. It's up there as a podcast. And he was talking to us about the fact that animals are sentient beings. And we were talking about the thoughts of cats, etc. Well, now in the paper today, they're telling us that plants have feelings. In fact, they cry. Plants cry. The heading is, "This is what it sounds like when plants cry." That deserves a jingle.
What it sounds like when
plants
cry. It's Friday. It's Friday. Anyway, this is what it sounds like when plants cry. Do you hear it? Yeah. So if they're thirsty or if somebody cuts them, they make this sort of noise. Now, they've done something to that. They've lowered the pitch and sped it up. But that's the sound of plants. That sounds like Morse code. Are they saying something to us? Get off the planet now. You're ruining it for everybody. Yes, the animals and us plants. Leave humans. Maybe that's what they're saying.
This is what it sounds like when
plants
cry.
It's Friday. Stop, it's Friday. They're looking for a name for a bridge, as they often do. The latest bridge that wants a name is Cork South Ring Road. It's a brand new bridge down there. It's going to connect Grange and Frankfield to Tramore Valley Park. And it's going to give residents access to the city without having to hop in the car and navigate the Kinsale Road roundabout. So that's good for everybody. It's win-win-win for everybody down there and the environment. So Cork Bio today have a poll suggesting names for the bridge. Lee Miller. That'd be nice. Former Irish international who died tragically young. Rory Gallagher. Yeah. The Beamish Bridge. Bill O'Hurley. Mother Jones, legendary Labour organiser, and there are others as well. And I'm just looking at the voting there. Lee Miller's on 11%, Rory Gallagher 18%, the Beamish Bridge 22%, Bill O'Hurley 5%, Mother Jones 13%, and then 31% other. I wonder what the others are. John Creedon, the John Creedon Bridge, the John Spillane Bridge. No, the Sultans of Ping Bridge, the Where's Me Jumper Bridge, the Young Offenders Bridge. Anyway, there's loads of suggestions there. This is interesting. I don't know what they're doing in your canteen, but in the RTE canteen, they have wooden cutlery, which is great. It's sustainable, recyclable, helping the planet. The unfortunate thing is, of course, it makes everything taste like wood. Now, who wants to be eating wood for their lunch? So if you have, for example, a cup of soup, tastes like wood. If you have chili con carne with a wooden fork and a wooden knife, you wouldn't need a knife, just a wooden fork. Tastes like wood. Slightly, you know, chilly wood, but still wood. So anyway, they've designed this new thing in America. Well, they're working on it. It's bumpy cutlery. And it's designed to trick our taste buds and help us to eat more healthily, because what it does is it makes everything taste a little bit sweeter. So you could cut down on your sugar intake. How does it do that? The bumps on the spoon or the fork will be covered with a layer of molecules called ligands. And ligand is a chemical that interacts with specific receptors on cells to initiate a physiological response. In this case, the researchers say the ligand used is taken from sugar and stuck to the spoon. Aha! So as a result, the spoon will stimulate specific sweetness receptors within the taste buds without us actually having to ingest any sugar. The future is now. So you want to get a ligand on your bumpy spoon instead of those wooden spoons. If anybody has any suggestions about the wooden thing, because it's just, it's off-putting. I've taken to, if I'm having a soup, add some boiling water to the soup so I can just drink it. And I know you eat soup, I know that's the thing, you eat soup. But if you add a bit of boiling water, you can actually just drink it straight from the cup as opposed to using a wooden spoon. I suppose it's the memories of wooden spoons as well. There's a certain emotional link there. Not that it was ever used in our house. It was only used as a threat. It was never actually used. If you don't stop doing that, I'll get the wooden spoon out. Was never actually used. And back in the day as well, we were big fans of Grease. I see there's a Grease spin-off happening. That's true. It's a prequel. Grease, Rise of the Pink Ladies. And the Pink Ladies were that group, you know, Rizzo, Frenchie, Jan, Marty. And that was the group that Sandy was co-opted into. Remember them? Well, this is going to be centre on them before the movie. I have Grease there somewhere. There it is. Thank you.
Grease is the word.
Reviews say it's a blend of Glee and High School Musical. If you look at Grease again with adult eyes, it's quite raunchy. It's actually quite raunchy, and there's some adult themes covered. I don't know if The Rise of Pink Ladies will be the same or not, but there it is. It's out there if you want to see it. I suppose travel time, yeah. I always find from St. Patrick's Day on, people tend to go, yeah, we're going somewhere. Even if it's for the weekend, we're going, we're flying here, there and everywhere. Well, we've a top travel tip for you from one of our listeners. I want to share my little travel hack triumph with you while I sit in the airport waiting for my flight to London. Upon discovery that I would have to pay to bring on the usual carry suitcase, I started looking into an underseat bag that could fit more than one outfit. And these are the dimensions. 40 by 20 by 25 centimetres. They are the exact dimensions for the maximum amount allowed on certain airlines. I read and I researched, and by the time I'd finished, I couldn't find a bag in town, and Amazon could only deliver to me after I would have come back from my trip. So I'd resign myself to it. I would pay the baggage charges and bring my little pull along. That was until I was in Lidl a couple of days ago. There I was, having a snoop in the middle aisle. I spotted it. 40 by 20 by 25. Ha! It said. Couldn't believe it. Snatched it into my arms and toddled home with it on the bus, stuffed to the gills with my groceries, delighted with life. And it packed a hell of a punch. I could fit three entirely different outfits, undergarments, pyjamas, a going out bag, an everyday bag, an iPad, all my chargers, toiletries, an umbrella, accessories, a pair of runners, my passport, with some room left over for a souvenir or two on the way back. How did you do that? 40 by 20 by 25, because 40 is what? It's about, what, a foot and... It's about 16 inches. 16 inches by 8 inches by 9 inches. That's a small bag. But that's all you're allowed now before you have to pay. But that person... Let's go through the list again. So there was... three entirely different outfits, undergarments, pyjamas, a going out bag, an everyday bag, an iPad, all my chargers, toiletries, an umbrella, accessories, pair of runners, my passport, and a partridge in a pear tree. That's amazing. Well done. And thanks for that. So it was in the Lidl middle aisle. If you're going away on a weekend break, that's the ideal bag for you. 515-51RateRT.ie. It's a perfect day to have Marty Pellow on the show. It's not just wet out, it's wet, wet, wet. Hey! Sorry, that's we have. Here's one I made earlier. Thank you. That's nicer. Beautiful sunshine in West Clare. After we were almost washed out this morning. That's Anne-Marie in Doonbeg. And Marty Pellow is magical and so uplifting. What a winning smile. I've seen him several times and long may he sing, says Ger. And smile indeed. I'm looking forward to hearing Marty Pellow. He's been my guilty pleasure for years now. And it's my birthday today. Marie in Longford. We better put that on file and get him to say happy birthday to you. And I can't stand the sensation of the wood on my teeth. I usually have my own plastic cutlery with me. Aha. And I'm upset to hear the plants have feelings. I was going to make a salad tonight. Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. But the thought of tomatoes sobbing on my plate has put me right off. Yeah, well, oh God. Stop. Anyway, 51551rayatorte.ie. So I've mastered the art of making one pair of jeans and three t-shirts do me for the whole weekend, says that person. And I'm taking my two boys to Legoland for 3 days, and we've all the luggage packed into three GAA Cool Camps bags for the flight. And I'm wearing a lot of clothes, says Fran. You can do, yeah, you can put layers on, and then can't you buy one of those neck things and put your underwear in that? It's just, that's fine on the way out, but on the way back, I just don't like the thoughts of the used underwear in the neck thing. But anyway, bring in your own cutlery. That's what I do. Somebody, and why don't you bring your own reusable cutlery? There are a few nice sets available in compact transport boxes. I'm never that organised. I'm organised in other aspects of my life, but when it comes to things like that, I'm just not organised. If you play the noise a cricket makes with his legs near a certain plant, the plant emits a chemical to deter him so plants can hear. Wow. Yeah, we think we know everything, but we don't at all. I do know one thing. We have the Whodunit quiz after 4 o'clock. Yes, we do. And we're looking for two of you to come on and answer three Whodunit questions each. On music, sport, books, politics, inventions, anything that involves human endeavour is up for grabs. Like all whodunits, there will be clues. If you answer without a clue, you get two. And if you answer with a clue, it's easier. So you get 1 point for a correct answer and there is a prize. And this week we say thank you very much to Foda Island. Foda Island Resort. The prize is 2 nights bed and breakfast for 2 adults and 2 children in a lodge at Foda Island Resort, nestled at the heart of a peaceful island surrounded by gorgeous scenery and just 8 miles from Cork City. Pack your bags, small and big, and escape to your own private island this summer with Foda Island Resort. You can enjoy complete privacy and 5-star luxury in one of the exclusive 2, 3 or 4 bedroom self-catering lodges. They're perfect for families, groups of friends or fellow golfers. FodaIsland.ie. FodaIsland.ie. Here is Friday's qualifying question. Marty Pellow is the lead singer of which band? Wet, Wet, Wet or Dry, Dry, Dry? Marty Pellow is the lead singer of which band? Wet, Wet, Wet or Dry, Dry, Dry? 0818-715-925. That's 0818-715-925.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
51551 Ray at RTE.ie. Good afternoon, Marty Pello.
How's it going, Ray? How are yourself?
Good, good to talk to you.
And how's your family?
All good. And you and everybody good?
Oh, aye. Everybody over here's having a swell time. It's about the Mordo. The weather's terrible, though. I bet it's tropical where you are.
No, it's not. It's grey and it's wet. But it's Friday, and you're bringing a bit of sunshine into our lives. Listen, you caused the stir this morning. You were on the telly in a purple suit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, aye. So, well, somebody's got to wear one, haven't they?
Yeah. How many suits do you have in your collection?
Oh, it's fair to say that I like my suits. Oh, I've got to have a couple of hundred at least.
Dude, wow.
And I always keep them. I always keep them because my weight doesn't really fluctuate that much, you know?
Yeah.
So, I've got some, I've got lots of comedy suits. That was a wee purple number.
It got them talking online. Now, you're coming to Dublin's Three Arena this time next year. You're giving us a lot of notice, which is great.
Well, so, you see, when you save your pennies up, if you've not already bought your ticket, March the 10th, I'm at the Three Arena, and I'm going to be doing Popped In, Sold Out, the whole album,
brilliant,
with the RTE Orchestra, I've worked with loads of times before, and they always look after me. I first had the idea and thought, I'll just do one show of it. And I think it was my fastest sell. Well, I know it was my fastest selling ticket, and people really hold that album close to their heart. And I've never done that, Ray, where you do a whole album in chronological order the way it was recorded.
Yeah.
And so it's like a show of two halves. I do Popped In, Sold Out, and then the second half's just all the songs you're familiar with.
We played Goodnight Girl before you came on there.
Oh, I love that.
And I was just saying how lush the production on it is, just lovely, and there's loads of orchestration there. Beautiful.
That's right, and that was done by Fear. The string arrangement was by Fiacra Trench, a good Irish boy.
Yeah,
and I've always worked with him. I recorded that in Dublin, actually.
Did you? There you go.
Goodnight Girl. The Windmill Studios.
Ah, and you worked, and we've spoken about this before, but it's amazing. You worked with Willie Mitchell, who also worked with Al Green. That must have been when he was in the room first. That must have been very special, was it?
Oh, it was very special for me because, I love all, and I know we've spoken at great length about Al Green and all the music, Carla Thomas, that comes out of Memphis. I was such a big fan of the man. I'm still very close to his family too, he was more than just a producer to me. He opened the door to his home to me, and, I'll be forever indebted to that. So, I was gutted when he passed away, but he had a great life, and, and he burned brightly, and he brought so much good music from the early Tina Turner stuff right up to Al Green and B.B. King, and, it goes on and on and on.
And Wet, Wet, Wet. And Wet, Wet, Wet.
And Wet, 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 yeah. We went there as young boys, and, he took us under our wing, and when it was nice to go there as a young man and then go back to work with him in my later years as a man, and you could see the development, and I could get more out of him, because my imagination had caught up with his.
36 years old, that album is. Not Marty.
Can you believe that?
You've done the maths. I just did it there. Yeah.
I remember coming to, it may have been HMV in Dublin to do a signing with that.
Right.
And all the kids were pressing up against the window so much, the whole front window came in. They all rushed into the shop. And I remember running away down an alleyway to get away from them. It was a wee bit like monkeys.
things don't change that much because we said you were coming on, right? And Colette sent us in a voice note. So listen to this, Marty Pello.
Hi, Marty. You popped into my life way back in 1987 with your gorgeous angel eyes. You'll always be my temptation and the sweetest little mystery. I'm always wishing I was lucky enough to meet you for the past 20 years. So, Marty, maybe this time in Dublin in 2024. How about it? Lots of love from Colette in Kildare.
There you go. See, that's Colette.
Oh, and she got the sweetest tone of your voice.
Yeah. And then Sharon from Donegal was on, Marty.
Oh. Hi, Ray and Marty. My name's Sharon and I'm calling from Donegal. My husband and I saw you for the first time last year in the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. I've been telling him for years how brilliant you are, and now he believes me. We're hoping to get 4 tickets for your show next year. We know it'll be a night to look forward to, particularly as the RTE Concert Orchestra will be accompanying you. Can't wait. And remember, Marty, you're always welcome in Donegal.
Hi.
Thank you. Bye.
That's Sharon. The tickets...
Ray, that's made my day, that has. Yeah,
The tickets went on sale this morning for 10th of March 2024. Sharon was back onto us.
Hey, Marty, just got the tickets.
Yay!
Sharon Gavin Donegal. Thank you. Woo-hoo!
Isn't that brilliant? Oh, I love it. And Donegal, brilliant.
Did you know that there are Marty Pellow pillows? You did, yes. We were talking about them yesterday because somebody up in the office said that their mother-in-law had a Marty Pellow pillow in her car, right? So we were talking about it. Her name is Debbie, and she was by chance listening to us. So she sent us in an email. She says, "Hi, Ray, it's me, the Marty Pellow pillow person, also known as Debbie. I was driving along laughing my head off when I heard you mention my little cushion on the show yesterday. Of course, I only had to look in my rear view mirror to check on Marty Pillow, keeping me company in those. Yes, I am a super fan. I've been to all his gigs in Dublin and Belfast and even travelled to London for his musicals. I'm not ashamed to say that once when I worked in Dublin Airport, I chased Marty Pellow to the boarding gate to get an autograph. He was so good to me when he saw I was a bit overwhelmed. If you could do one thing for me, Ray, please thank Marty for all the joy he brings to his fans. During lockdown, his songs on Instagram really got me through. Keep the music going, Marty." That's Debbie. There you go.
Oh, yeah, I tell you, it's been a real lift to me just even coming on and having a chat with you and hearing those wonderful voices and such a positive response. And it all stemmed from that one album, as Pop Tin sold out. It's been really a special time for me, Ray, as I've looked back at that body of work that I did as a young man, and I interacted with it now, the closer side to 60.
That's it. How does that make you feel? Because you were the same person, but very different.
Yeah, but here's the deal, Ray. You know, when I was looking at that body of work, and I was thinking of like my family and times that I had.
Yeah.
You know, maybe some family members are no longer with me. You know, and when I was writing those songs as a teenager, you know, some of these songs were formulating at the age of 13 and 14, and so I'd be like, you know, when I was looking at that work, it would make me think of my man, Dan, my granny, you know, and where I am in my life, and look at that whole arc, and it all stemmed from that one album. So it's very special.
Yeah.
And then you go and you'll hear those stories that you just heard there by your radio listeners saying how much they've enjoyed the music over the year, and they bring it with them. And that for me is always humbling. You know, it really is. You know, I can come out of that stage door and I'll see a 17-year-old with, you know, Pop Tin sold out T-shirt, and I'll go, Where did you get that? And they'll say, "Oh, we got it online, and I listen to your music on YouTube," because you know everybody accesses their music on all the social platforms, and it's a blast. And then you could look to your right, and you'll have, you know, you would have an elderly couple there who probably started listening to me at my age, you know, and now I see them now, and they're up there in their 80s.
Yeah,
but there's the arc, and what's the common denominator? The music every time. So I'm a lucky man.
D says, "Oh my God, I had to pull off the road from Dublin to Roscommon when you announced Marty being on the show. His music shaped my romantic life back then. And now they are musical anchors. When I hear them, I'm right back there in the moment. He's a fabulous person and musically brilliant. Love him," says D. So that's exactly what you were saying there.
I'm so lucky, Ray, to have that, you know, and to be able to have a fan base that, as I've grown as an artist and tried different things, they come on board. But the first part of that journey was Pop Tin sold out, and they still embrace it.
Yeah.
And so you know, people will listen to that music, you know, and they'll come up to me and say, "When Angel Eyes was, in the charts, that's when my daughter was born." Such and such, and you know, "Sweet Little Mystery, that reminds me of my first when all the girls went to Magaluf in 1987." You go, brilliant. And that's the beauty of music, when people invest a little parts of their life in that wee 3.5 minutes
very
of
special,
escapism.
Yeah. I met Marty many, many years ago on a beach in Queensland in Australia. He took part in a singing competition in the pub that night. Great crack from Mary and Donegal. Did you win?
We did. We won it. You know, we went in and we did, I'll tell you the song we did. "Stone Me" by Van Morrison, and we won a trip to the Great. We won a trip to the Great Barrier Reef, but there was a couple of kids there. There was a young couple who were backpacking, And we gave him the tickets and he got to go up to the Barrier Reef. We just went in and just entered it and said, ah, oh, me did a storm, me onto my soul. And we were away and we won it. So thanks, man.
That's a great story, isn't it? That's Mary in Donegal. And big greetings to Marty Pello of Wet, 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 living in the Gaeltacht here. That's where they speak Irish, you know that. And here, we sometimes amuse ourselves by translating the names of well-known groups into Irish.
Aye.
So what's Wet, Wet, Wet in Irish? Do you know?
Oof, no.
No, I'll tell you what it is. Fluck, fluck, fluck.
Well, you got to watch it.
Be careful with that. Be careful with that.
Especially with my accent.
Oh, that's great. That's Jay there.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
Great.
Will you say happy birthday to Marie in Longford? It's her birthday today.
Marie, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Marie. Happy birthday to you.
There you go. That's made it particularly special. There's a Marie on as well. She says, how can someone be so good looking with such a gorgeous voice? He sounds so real and so solid. A true icon and what a role model for musicians. I suppose how you've become the person you are is you've been through a lot. Marty.
Indeed, I have.
Yeah.
I've had all the colours that life brings you, and that's what makes the man.
Yeah.
You know, and I have had a well-travelled road, many highs and many lows, and that's the beauty of a career that spans decades. You know, it can be eating chocolate every day. And when the pendulum swings, how you navigate those highs and lows is what makes you the man you are.
Yeah.
You know? I would like to think that I'm, relatable with some of the things that went on in my life, you know.
Yeah. And it gives you a different perspective as well. I'm suggesting that everybody should go through what you went through because it was torturous at the time. But does give you a different perspective on life.
Well, I think, especially when it comes to my addiction and stuff like that, which I'm now coming up 25 years sober and clean, you know, which is the thing I'm the most proud of.
Yeah.
That and Pop Tin sold out. But, my sobriety and is definitely, everything pings from that, Ray. Mm. Everything else reverberates from that. You know, the love of my woman, the love of my family. And, you know, it's just things that happen to you. They're not defined. It isn't, you know, my sobriety or my addiction isn't.
Didn't
what
define
defines
you,
me.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
No. What it did is it made me, if anything, it gave me a stronger backbone and a life lesson that I will never forget.
Hmm. And an appreciation of life as well. Jim from Mayo sent us a voice note for you. It's a question. Here we go.
Hi.
Jim McLaughlin here from Castlebar, County Mayo. I wanted to ask Marty a question. I see his real surname is McLaughlin, as in mine. I know he's from Scotland, so maybe there's a lot of McLaughlins up around Derry and Donegal area. Just wondering whether he might have looked into his Irish ancestry.
We all come from the old country, you know, we do.
Right,
we all came over in a boat to Scotland, you know, my name's Mark McLaughlin. McLaughlin, McLaughlin. That's my father's name. My father's name, and Pello was my mother's maiden name.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of my Irish heritage, and you know, that's something that we all as Celts stay together. And you know, there isn't much. We're all cut from the same block. Every time I come over to Ireland, I can roll my R's and enjoy the company. And you seem to always pretty much understand me.
We do, and you love it here, and we love you coming over here. And it's 10th of March next year. Tickets are on sale now. It's Marty Pello presents Popped In, Sold Out with the RTE Concert Orchestra, Ticketmaster, and Singular Artists is where you can get the tickets. Marty, always great talking to you, and maybe when you're in next year, you might come in and chat to us.
Absolutely, okay. Ray. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you to the rest of your team. You did a good show there, and thank you for those lovely messages from your listeners.
Mind yourself. You. See you, Marty. Bye, 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 bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Board of Lunch, the Healthy Air Fryer book. Nathan Anthony is the author and he joins us in studio. Good afternoon, Nathan. Anybody who's been in a bookshop in the last few months will know the look of your book.
Yeah.
Won't they?
There is an air fryer on the front of it, so you can't really miss it.
Board of Lunch. And this has been a mad trip for you over the last couple of years.
It has. It's been absolutely crazy. Just like a lockdown food blog, just like putting up lunch recipes, and then fast forward to now and it's become like the fifth fastest selling cookbook of all time. It's just so random. Like, it's just like, it's the most random thing ever.
But it's mad. Pre-lockdown, I think I was reading some articles from the publishing industry, and they were saying that maybe cookbooks have seen their day. And then from nowhere, you come up like a messiah.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
You've saved the cookbook publishing industry.
I know.
Give us the figures. Give us the figures.
Oh, no. I don't know them. I actually don't. I can't keep up. They're like, oh, yeah, this week, another, whatever. I don't know how many copies have sold. I think we're like across two books, we're coming up to maybe 500,000 now in terms of book copies. That's been sold. That includes the UK
as
well.
That's phenomenal, isn't it?
I know, it's crazy. Like, it's mental.
So all those years studying cookery in the south of France, that's paid off.
I've never ever worked in a kitchen, and I think that's probably why people enjoy the books, because I'm just a home cook that has a job as well, and I write the recipes in a way that suits people that are so busy. If they've kids at home, or if they've just come in from work, you don't want to be standing fussing about during the Monday to Friday. You don't. Now, some nights you could come home and maybe say, do you know what, I'll make some fresh pasta and have a glass of wine and decompress, but a lot of the time it's, what do I make for dinner? Or like, what do I do for our lunches? And how can I make it as easy as possible? And all the recipes in the book, that's the air fryer one that you have in your hand.
Yes.
But there's a slow cooker one as well. So kind of like your one pot wonders. Chuck it on in the morning. Cheap and cheerful. So that was out in January.
Hold on. It's only the end of March now.
I know. Yeah. I wrote two cookbooks at the same time. It was always going to be two books, because I use the slow cooker and the air fryer quite a lot. And rather than put them into one book, we just said, we'll write two books. We'll just separate it out. So the first one was out in January, and we let it have its moment, and then up comes the slightly feistier sibling, the air fryer, and it was out 16th of March, I think, before Paddy's Day.
We'll talk about the phenomenon that is the air fryer in a moment, but first a little bit more about you. So you still have a job.
I am leaving, I know, because I was on live TV yesterday and someone asked me that, and I was like, this is not me handing my notice into my boss. My boss knows I'm leaving. Okay. I know, and the whole studio was in stitches.
But what are you qualified to do?
So I'd done a degree in business management and then a master's in HR. So I manage a team of project managers. So I work in transformation for British Telecom, BT.
So management consultancy.
So very different from food.
Yeah.
Completely different.
And did you have aspirations? Was this an itch you had to scratch or anything? No.
I did not. The girl outside just like, did you set your page up on social media to write cookbooks?
Yeah.
Did you ever think that you'll be doing this? And I just thought, no. Like, it was just like lunch recipes to see if anybody at home wanted like something to cook whilst they were working from home.
You're going to annoy an awful lot of people because you know there's an awful lot of people out there who want to be influencers and social media phenomenon and they want to do cookbooks and you just stumbled upon it.
I know. It's mental. I hate that word influencer, by the way.
No,
sometimes you meet people and they're like, I'm an influencer. And I'm like, oh, that's now a job. But it is a job now. It really is.
Yes.
Social media is a job. And like, some people are amazing at, like, I'm not that great with social media. Like, I'm not technical at all. I had to watch YouTube tutorials, how to make TikToks and how to make Instagram reels. I'm not really like tech savvy.
But there's a video on YouTube for everything.
There is, doesn't matter how niche your requirement is,
it's there.
There is a how-to guide for absolutely everything. There really is. You need one for your air fryer. So you have to get one.
So the air fryer, right? Because I bought one of these things about 8, 9, 10 years ago. It was a huge joke. There was a see-through top.
I know what you're going to... It was an Acti fry.
An Acti fry,
and
yes.
It looked like a big Hoover.
Yes,
that's what my mum had.
Did
you?
And they rotated around. And same principle in that you put a tiny bit of oil into it.
Yeah.
And it took 45 minutes to do the chips. They weren't crispy. They were a bit soggy. I gave it on to somebody.
And then just like get rid of it.
Yeah, so then when the air fryer came along, I thought it was the Acti fryer part two. Wasn't too...
It's just an evolution of what that was. The Acti fryer, and that's what my mum had. And after I finished uni, I was like, oh, like my mum done her chips in her air fryer, and they were always great. I don't know why you messed it up. You made a bit of a balls of it. So that's why I got an air fryer, because my mum had that one. And then I just tried to play around with it and make things in it that you wouldn't maybe necessarily expect to make in an air fryer, because people just traditionally use them for like sausages and chips. And I tried to be really adventurous and make things like salted chili chicken, honey chili beef, vegetarian recipes, donuts. I tried to kind of break the mold in terms of what people would typically expect to make in an air fryer.
And it's healthier and it's faster and it's cleaner. Will you just explain to people who don't know what an air fryer is? Mm-hmm. Is it a mini oven or is there something more to it?
I call it a hurricane of heat in a small
room. A hurricane
room.
Of heat?
Yeah, that's what I call it, right. Yeah. I say an oven is like a sunbed and an air fryer is like... your oven is like lying on a sun lounger and your air fryer is like being in a sunbed, like one of those stand-up things.
Yes, yes.
It's just a big blast of hot air all around you.
You don't have to preheat it.
You don't have to preheat it. Just chuck it in and it's just, you know, okay. When you come home from work, just turn it on and put whatever you need to put
have
in.
Have you done a full chicken in it?
I've done a full chicken in it, yeah.
Right.
Hasn't
worked?
There was a trend of like stacked pancakes.
We tried that, didn't work.
Load of rubbish. They put it up saying, oh, this is how it turned out. I'm like, that's a lie. They did not make that. They've made them and then set them into that air fryer.
Why would they do that?
Just to go viral, essentially. It was curries. It was quite smart because then people would come in and buy air fryers. And I was like, I don't think that would work. Right. I don't think you could do a pancake stack in an air fryer. Now, you could do one if your drawer was preheated and it was hot. You could put the batter in and have a pancake there. But in terms of setting like greaseproof paper and like just putting the batter in, it wouldn't work.
You do, and you do things that they're sort of fakeaways, as they call it.
Yeah.
And one of them is the crispy beef.
Yeah.
So you put starch on the beef, and then just put it in for 8 minutes or so.
Yeah, you can put a bit of soy sauce or a bit of chili and garlic, and then coat it in your corn flour, and then just spread in a low calorie spray.
Yeah,
And air fry it until it's nice and crispy, and then you just mix up your sauce, like with your soy sauce and hoisin and a bit of orange juice and garlic and chili, and then. Job's a good one.
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings, yeah. There is chicken wings in the book as well. There's an alli olio, one of my favourite pasta dishes. I'm sorry to anyone that's Italian and will be really offended that I've made one of the best pasta dishes on a chicken wing. But yeah, you do chicken wings in them as well.
Right. And you did ravioli in there as well, speaking
ravioli,
of Italian.
Yeah, crispy ravioli.
Right.
So I know, I can see looking at it now.
What do you coat the ravioli in?
Just breadcrumbs or panko breadcrumbs. Right. You can just buy them in a supermarket or if
you've those are Japanese ones. So you're getting the crispy breadcrumbs, then you're going through to the pasta and then you're getting, so there's three different textures.
Especially if they're filled, if you can get the lasagna filled ones, or you can get just like a cheesy one.
Right.
So you have cheesy pasta on the inside and then you have crunchy breadcrumbs on the outside.
Right.
So amazing, amazing. So I know you were saying about the book being like really healthy. Like I think that it's quite balanced as well. I think having a balance of things too. So there's things that are not really low calorie in it. You know, there's things that are slightly more calorific, but I think it's really important
Neve has an air fryer. She made your donut recipe last night. I haven't tried one of them. They don't look the best, and she said that herself.
Yeah, you should. I was going to say that they don't really look like a donut. Yeah,
yeah, they look more like a bagel.
Yeah.
What do you think she did wrong?
Food is an art. Do you know what I mean? It's individuals, you know, and I would say they're rustic. Yeah,
they taste good.
Yeah,
they taste good. In fairness,
they do taste.
And you say in the book as well that it's trial and error.
It's trial and error as well, and you know, like I know you're saying, oh, you know, they don't look like a perfect donut, but they are not deep fat fried. Do you know what I mean? So you're not going to get a perfect looking donut because it's
but
not
they actually be. Taste good. They taste good.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Well, it's my recipe, so of course they taste good.
So what's next? You've done the slow cooker and the air fryer.
Yeah. So yeah, just kind of going to keep
You're running out of road.
I'm not. No. I'm my third book. I have to submit that at the end of May. I was like, when is that due? I'm like, I'm starting to panic now. I'm like, I need to get my act together. So my third book. Yes, there's going to be a few more books to come, but none this year.
You've had two this year. So
yeah,
that's a pretty big accomplishment. And because of your background, you're good at project management. You're good at hitting deadlines.
Yeah, I know. I think that's from going to uni and stuff as well.
Yeah.
You know, dissertations and assignments and revision and stuff. You kind of get into that way of working.
You'll see it all over the place if you're in a bookshop over the weekend. Bored of Lunch, the Healthy Air Fryer book. Nathan Anthony has broken all sorts of records for cookbooks. And you're the first Irish cookbook to hit number one in the UK.
Isn't that mental?
Yeah,
I know. I couldn't believe that.
Like, there's Nevin Maguire, there's Rachel Allen, there's all the greats.
And there some phenomenal people who I, you know, take an awful lot of inspiration from. We've some phenomenal cooks in Ireland as well.
Yeah.
And even, you know, going on this morning, yesterday, I was like, I was messaging Donald Skehan, and I was like, I think I'm going to pass out. And I was like, Nathan, it's normal to feel a bit of nerves doing TV. Like, even the professional people, they still get nerves. So, and there's so many foodies from Ireland has really got behind me and really supported me as well. Right. So it's nice to have people from home support their own.
Well, great to meet you, Nathan.
Thank you for having
Congratulations
me on.
And continued success.
I know.
Good luck. See you.
Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Tweet at Radio Ray RTE, The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
We're flying it today. Cormac Begley is in studio. How are you doing, Cormac?
Mighty, Ray. Good. Delighted to be here.
Yeah, great to see you.
You too.
Yeah, I've been telling them about you.
and I've heard.
At every opportunity I play the tune, and you know, it's I've described you as the Jimi Hendrix of the concertina. Oh, I don't know if that's he's blushing now. That's fair enough. That's a good sign. That's a good sign that you're blushing. But there's a great energy and punkness nearly about your playing. Yeah, and I was reading there an interview you gave, I think, for the Irish Times, and you were saying that you're doing things that nobody's ever done before.
Oh no, I wouldn't say that.
No, but you're playing it in a way that.
Well, like I play unusual instruments, like the concertina. I play bass concertina.
Yeah.
It's a lower instrument, and there's very few of these in the world. So, as a result of that, there's different sounds coming out of it. But I consider myself a traditional musician, and what I play comes from traditional repertoire and what's been done before. So I don't feel like I'm doing anything new, but it's just it might sound different on a different instrument.
Now B, right? Was B the first album?
It was
bass and baritone concertina ever released in the world.
Yes.
Yes, well, there you go. There's a first. Yeah, and there's the, you know what I love? It's nearly the space between the notes, the breathing of the concertina.
Yeah, well, like I see them as little animals. Like I have about 13 concertinas between little piccolo small instruments to regular sized to the big bass concertinas. And like us, when we're talking or singing or communicating, you need your lungs for air to go through. And it's the same principle with the concertina. It can't sound without air. So
and you're pushing because there's great physicality about it.
There is. I probably make it look harder than it actually is, but it does require a lot of upper body strength for the bigger ones in particular.
Yeah.
And so my style of playing, sometimes it can get a bit wild, and it requires for the extra volume and that wildness. It requires some of that intensity, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a workout. I remember I was at a wedding and Sharon Shannon was playing at it, right? And there was a few pints on board, and we decided that we were going to do the Sharon Shannon workout video. She was at it so much.
The flap flaps.
And the foot was going as well. So. But you must, your upper body is built up.
Oh, chiseled, yeah.
Yeah. He's ripped.
I know, like I should be going to the gym more, but like it's good to you do need a certain level of strength to play the bigger concertinas, the regular concertina, like, you don't really know.
What did Uncle Seamus think of you, and because he would have heard B, wouldn't he?
I don't know, but like I played a lot of his there's a few tracks, there's one dedicated to him on the album. We miss Seamus. Yeah. We do miss him a lot. We've had a tough few months in West Kerry.
Because, we spoke to you about the fire.
And thank you for that. And you gave us great help in terms of publicity for the concert and the fundraiser. And a few people came to the concert. Many people came up and said they heard the interview. So thanks for that. But since then, it's been a bit of a kind of rough time in West Kerry. A lot of people have passed away. But for our family in particular, with Seamus passing and even more recently, my auntie Breed's partner, Graham, passing away, it's been a tough few months. Yeah. So we're still coming to terms with it.
And do you get solace in music? You do?
We do. Yeah. We do. Like it does definitely help and eases the pain. Seamus had so many networks, like it wasn't just music, it was like he was a farmer as well, and he'd be wheeling, dealing cars and tractors and everything, but he made an impression everywhere he went. So since his passing, we've been inundated with messages and emails and contact, and that really helps as well as playing music. And I just, everywhere you go now, like you'd meet people who'll tell you stories, like, and like random acts of kindness, like he's a very giving person. So we're lucky to have him.
Do you want to dedicate this one? Would that be apt? Or
yeah, well, I played this tune for his father. His name is Brandon O'Bugley at the book, and I just passed Joe Duffy there in the car park, and he interviewed my grandfather years ago.
Right.
And my grandfather used to run a dance hall back in Marie Hall, and Seamus and my dad used to play there a lot. Yeah. But the clergy were not happy these KDs were run on Christmas Eve. And they used to say that the devil was back in the hall. And Joe Duffy asked my granddad how he dealt with the clergy. And how I dealt with it, with the pressure. And my granddad simply said, "We ignored them." So I'm going to play this in honour of the Begleys.
Let's go home to it. That was amazing, Cormac. Hopefully people at home got the sense, the energy from that. It was just amazing. Blown away by it. Blown away.
Come on, Guthrie. Thanks.
You give it your like 300% there. It's just you're sweating, you're out of breath. That was, thank you so much. I feel so privileged to witness that. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And Cormac's going to stay on, and we're giving him 25 minutes to recover, and he's going to play us out at the end of the show. For the moment, Gurmagad. Thank you, Cormac. And Ishtoshi now in the pre-skeleton in Oakta, Olevida, Court to Wallish.
Gurmagad the Regus Gmani Dirib. Spannen figuri tichert, fall shiv trnuna, gur envili yeg sharkit kerhdo dinne, vilostin egendal in edin vishakate, lai dugorani yeg on me revision. Tanagrift tichert the threshold, la sokri in the lagamini smoothin and anglui horub oni vadaig, stead rohurlish gosket at hirni talon, din hudamachas otrit at kisakub. Hossin Canada Hoyn to Schlush, Eamon Ryan, Kenya Real Tish, Dedicolish Gos, Gugsturchag, May Ballyelon, Latinonti, Hossent. Dirt Privime Noch Threshold, Mark McCafferty, Gugapin Shagame Ardu Karakovin Gate, and made Gluchni Yafishadinish, Orina Taguntur, Nitihitakisaka Bahalia. Dúirt i ban cenis gur tháinig ordu gos cín gáhíri trí chéad ar y mé díine nar an anéisí cuchtaíon a go gearthéir mo chuid mhúrgaistí sa gearúru hagum líana nara. Ach gur ísli líana níine ar agud mhúrgaistí bhí a chugu fátéir mo chugu dín ígéad ní chasach duine. Dú gú lefis freisin gúl 8 míli éag duinán a bhúl deacroch díla os cín dem líana cub mhúrgaistí cad áitiach í cenisid le líganar ar cís. Gearú príosún síl sa gúirt chaúil chuirda gorcuniuh ar Christopher O'Sullivan, gáscór blion gaoise as ciarí a ghúchas ach nach bhfuil aon seola buanaige i phléadáil cintach inónmharú Timothy Hourihan fear bhí gon díidean i báir go gorcuid trí blianochan. Dúirt Christopher O'Sullivan go raibh sé ceiliúra i bhreala agus go raibh meascán drugaí tógaí aige agus óldínta aige nuair i dionsa sé Timothy Hourihan. Hogwata gan lefis gul sulak of gumi and papa princes, and an of a party of a sharman as she won a canoe, the garnog feather, serov into the shaft in a shaw. Tictor gula papa princes, la skilamachas nospedil amorach, heshko kurlaishal, la he bronchitis. On Emshir, ta bosch is kioran galtanat hitrununa, sneer yeshkirs as far away san Emshir, spet save shima high grain in chin. Edite game a gusrihim de excelsius of esitiota sarda. Shinulon shimrunu yachta filahid, edashin a shigray.
Gurmaga Koi, thank you. Have a good weekend. 5151RadioRT.ie. Paula has been on. She says, I made the French toast bites that Nathan made on telly yesterday. They were absolutely savage. That's Nathan Anthony. Bored of lunch, and I have a pair of wet drumsticks from a concert in Hong Kong in the mid-90s. We were sitting behind the stage. Wonderful memory, says Eamon. Myself and my gorgeous husband Barry celebrated our 42nd wedding anniversary on Tuesday. We love wet. Thanks for the music, Marty, says Patricia. I'm a DJ. I made a lot of people very happy when I played wet, says Nolan Galway. I'm 51 and swooning. I first saw Marty at the age of 16, the National Stadium, says Barbara. I first listened to Marty in 1997 and still follow him, says Michelle. And they're all loads. It was a Marty Pello love-in. And Cormac is brilliant, says Paul Dargan. There was something really special about that. And as I say, Cormac's going to come back and play us another tune before we leave you on this Friday afternoon. But right now... Yep, it's the quiz, the whodunit quiz. We have two quizzers standing by and a prize. And it's a two-night stay for two adults, two children in a photo island resort lodge. And they have two, three or four bedroom, five-star luxury lodges down there. Perfect for families, groups of friends or fellow golfers. Nestled at the heart of a peaceful island. And loads of things to do. You're 8 miles from Cork City. There's the wildlife park. There's Ballycotton, West Cork, East Cork. Photoisland.ie. Photoisland.ie. Hello, Anne Gibson.
Hi, hello.
Hello, you're in Cork. You wouldn't have far to go.
No.
Right.
Yeah, I'm in the right location.
Yes, and are you a fan of Marty Pello?
Oh yeah, definitely.
What's your favourite song?
Well, I remember Love Is All Around from... we had it playing at our wedding.
Oh, did you?
And the band played it, yeah.
Ah, First Dance.
Can't even remember now, right. 24 years ago.
Right.
Well, it was a good wedding song, I can't remember.
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah, lovely man, great singer. What's the plan for the weekend, Anne?
A nice lunch in Cork tomorrow.
Nice.
At right. Jack's restaurant.
Right, and who will be for there with you?
My sister, we need a nice break.
Right, okay. Treat yourselves. Pamper yourselves, yeah. Away from the husband and the children.
Yeah.
Great.
With some wine.
Right, no, that'll be nice. You're up against Lillian Farrer, who's in Kilteegan in Wicklow. How are you doing, Lillian?
Oh, hi, Ray. How are you?
Are you a fan of Marty Pello?
I am. Well, I remember from way back when.
Yeah.
When I was young, free and single and could go on holidays. And yeah, I am a fan.
Would you have your favourite song? I mightn't have it here, but we might be in
Well,
look.
Actually, I'm with Anne on it. I like Love Is All Around.
Yeah.
Very romantic.
15 weeks at number one. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No.
They were actually wishing, I think, and that's one of their other songs, they were wishing that it had been knocked off number one because they were sick of playing Top of the Pops. That's a true story. True story. What are you up to today, Lillian?
Well, I have two girls here who are starting their Leaving Cert mock, or not mocks, real thing tomorrow, their oral examination.
Oh, right.
so I'm keeping them cool, calm and collected.
On a Saturday? They're on
a Saturday, yeah. Right. Yeah, Miriam has got her Irish and Erica, her friend, has got German.
Right. So you're so going around the house here today. Speaking in Irish and German. Good stuff.
And
right.
Irish and German here today.
How's that going for you so far?
I'm staying out of the way.
You're staying out of the way. Right, let them off.
I'm
okay.
Staying out of the way.
Right, so three questions each, Anne and Lillian. I'll give you the category and then you tell me if you want a clue or not. If you go for a clue, you get a point for a correct answer. If you go without a clue, you get 2 points for a correct answer because it's more difficult. And whoever has the most points at the end gets the prize. If it's a draw on points, we go to a tiebreak question. Good luck to you both. Here we go. Okay, Anne, first category is music. Do you want a clue or not?
No clue.
No clue. Okay.
Yeah.
So for 2 points, who is this? Well, any idea?
Would it be Foo Fighters?
It is the Foo Fighters. Just in time. Just in time. Well done. 2 points. Lillian, music.
Oh, no. Yes.
Oh, no. Yeah. Do you want to go for a clue or not?
Sure. I'll go without the clue.
Without the clue for two. Okay. Who is this?
Yeah. Don't be annoyed what you said. So please.
Well. No. Say something. No. Nothing. Nothing coming. No. No. It's No Doubt. No Doubt.
No Doubt.
No Doubt. No,
yeah. No Doubt. Okay. Right. Early days. Don't fret yet. Anne, back to you. Second category, TV presenters. TV presenters. So, do you want to go for a clue or not?
Okay, no clue.
No clue. Okay.
No clue.
So listen carefully then. For 2 points, who is this?
Welcome to Love Island.
How are you feeling, girls? Excited?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You all look absolutely incredible. So who is ready to meet our first boy?
Morning.
Who's that?
Laura Whitmore, I think.
It is Laura Whitmore. Yes, 2 points. Yes. Oh. Now, Lillian, under a bit of pressure now.
Yeah. I'm up against it.
You are up against it, yes.
Yeah.
So it's TV presenters. You sort of have to go for the two-pointer, don't you?
Yeah,
I do. Okay. So for 2 points, to keep you in the quiz, who is this?
Over the past 3 months, we've travelled the length and breadth of the country racing with Traverse. Now, Pat reckons he's ready. We've got a short trip, 5 furlongs, the ground suits him, and to top it all off, it's in me hometown in Avon.
Who's that?
Hometown. Not Tommy Tiernan, is it?
No. It's his friend, Hector O'Hookagon.
Hector?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry about that, Lillian.
Oh, no.
Listen, we're going to send you out a Radar Show Keep Cup and keep the girls calm for their orals tomorrow in Irish and German. And great talking to you. Enjoy your weekend.
I will.
Okay.
Thanks, Ray. I look forward to your mug.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
See you, Lillian. Bye. That sounded a bit odd. Anyway, Anne, well done.
Hey.
Yeah, you're making the long trip from Fermoy down to Fort Island and you can see what's in store for you. FortIsland.ie. Yeah. So it's
lovely. Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Yeah, there you go. Congratulations. Well done, Anne. Okay. See you now.
Dear.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks
bye
so
now.
Much.
Bye, bye,
thank
bye,
you.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
At TK Maxx, our buyers go to the moon and back to bring you ridiculous deals on big brands like totally out of this world scented candles and big name beauty that doesn't cost the earth. So no need to compromise on quality to feel OM wow for less. Pop to your nearest TK Maxx for fresh stock landing weekly.
Introducing new Clarins Double Serum Light Texture. Double serum, double power in a new lightweight formula. A unique age control expertise for a youthful radiance. Combining 21 plant extracts with 50% lighter feel. 95% of users said their skin felt regenerated. Ideal for oily skin, perfect for warmer weather. For women, And for men, new Double Serum Light Texture, Clarins.
Right now, get Sky TV and broadband with Netflix at no extra cost. All for €50 a month for 12 months.
Yep,
Netflix is on us. With Sky, watch the best entertainment in one place and stay connected with super reliable broadband. All this for €50 a month with no setup fee. What are you waiting for? Search Sky 50. Availability subject to location. New Sky customers only. Sky TV and broadband sold separately. Standard pricing after 12 months. For more info and terms, see sky.ie.
Like your Easter lamb, Irish and Port Bia quality assured? At Aldi from 3rd of April, full lamb leg, save 10%, only €8.99 per kilo. And from 6th of April, half side of salmon, save 44%, only €4.99. And cracking Easter offers on specially selected Albarino wine, save 25%, only €7.49. And we have the lowest price on Prosecco Frizzante, save 22%, only €6.21. Nah, I don't like it like that. I love it. Get the facts, be drink aware, visit drinkaware.ie. Cracking offers limited to two per customer.
Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Oh, yeah. Mario Rosenstock, good afternoon.
Hey, Ray, how are you?
Good. So you were here announcing the tour, and you did, and you're nearly sold out, so you're adding extra dates.
That's right. I'm delighted.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really thrilled about that because... not every time you put on a tour, you know, you put on a tour and then the tour goes either well, medium or bad.
Right.
But then there's a sort of a secret sauce. And I think that when you sometimes you do a tour and there's what you might call a bit of word of mouth. And I think we're getting a bit of word of mouth for this one because the sort of the stuff I'm doing in this is kind of all new material for me. And I was very nerve-wracking kind of presenting in front of people. But we found that on night one, which was a massive night in Castlebar in the TF Royal, that basically about 95% of it hit. And we went, great, oh my God.
Can you share any of the new stuff?
Yeah, well, I could share the ideas with you.
Yeah, it's going particularly well. Yeah,
things that are going particularly well. Yeah, yeah. Miriam's story of how she saved the Good Friday peace agreement.
Right.
And there's 25 years of that.
Yeah.
Vogue Williams and Joanne McNally.
Right.
Blind Boy Boat Club, Tommy Tiernan.
Right.
A lot of podcasters. Let me see. Michael D's Game Show, which has a very rude name and I can't tell you.
Okay.
Daniel O'Donnell doing a true crime podcast.
Right.
The end is Napoleon Bonaparte, but you don't know who Napoleon Bonaparte is.
Right.
I am, and it's a really new show. Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson are recurring characters in it,
right?
And they look great. And I didn't know if I could pull that off, but with the help of makeup, we did. So really, I've kind of jumped in and kind of, you know, reinvented the whole thing.
So they're on screen, obviously.
They're
then.
On screen, yes, and I can talk to people as well when I'm on stage.
Aha.
Mary Lou McDonald is a big hit in this show.
Right.
And I do a kind of a Fine Gael Ordesh where everybody in the audience doesn't know it, but they become a Fine Gael Ordesh. So basically the building becomes, they're all Fine Gaelers, and most of them, of course, don't want to be Fine Gaelers.
Audience participation.
Audience participation.
Reluctantly or not, whatever.
Reluctantly, Dermot Morgan meets the Unbelievables
idea. So we better get the dates out of the way.
Yeah.
So they're in June. June 2nd to June 30th, and I'm going to say Waterfront Belfast, Hotel Kilmore Cavan, Hillgrove Hotel Monaghan, Millennium Forum Derry, Carrick and Shannon, The Landmark, Tullamore Court Hotel, The Dlore in Ennis, or just Dlore Ennis, Opera House in Cork, The Opera House again, and then Mount Errigal, Letterkenny. So you're going north of the border
this is the first time, and it's really interesting. And I know I said to you off air, I know you were always a great man to go, look, this isn't going to work. It's not working. I told you it wouldn't work. But this is the first time.
That's the old me, Mario.
You've had a revolution. I know. You've had a revolution in the head. But
a revolution.
A revolution in your mind as well. But this is the first time in my life I've kind of gone, you know what? This mightn't work. Because I had an interview yesterday with the Belfast Telegraph. And they went, right, now, let's get one thing for certain here, right? We don't know who Leo Varadkar is, all right?
They do.
They said no. They said, the journalist did, but they said most people wouldn't know who he is up here. They just think he's some sort of Tory spiv.
But people who were going to see you obviously hear you on the radio.
They do, yeah.
So they're sort of consuming south of the border politics.
There is a certain amount of that. But I will actually create stuff for them as well.
Right.
Because
they'll know Daniel O'Donnell.
They will, but I mean, they started going like... they started saying, actually, in fairness to you, your Gerry Adams is one of the best Gerry Adams we've ever heard.
Right.
And I actually, you know, I told you the story of how I created Gerry Adams before on this show.
Go on, well, tell me again.
I grew up on a farm, you see, and I was surrounded by cows. And I used to listen to the cows mooing. And the cows would go, "Aah!" And that's how I created Gerry Adams. Talking to Martin McGuinness.
So he's a talking cow.
He's a talking cow. Right. Martin, okay. Martin. And they said, whatever it is about your vocal register, you can get right down there with Gerry. Yeah. And I can. And that's great. And, you know, but there's loads of other stuff as well. By the way, this place is turning into your
go on.
The Ray Darcy Show is turning more and more into a doctor's surgery every week. We used to be allowed to come into the booth and wait. Now we're told to wait out in the hall.
Yeah.
Right? We have to wait out in the hall, right? So I was waiting on my own out in the hall. The door opens and this poor fellow with red hair comes stumbling out, shaking into the hall and sweating. And I got an awful fright and I went, "Sorry, what's going on in there? Who are you?" And he went, "I'm Cormac Begley." "I'm Cormac Begley, what are you doing?" And he went, "I'm playing with Sharon Shannon." And I went, he was shaking. And I said, "Are you okay?" And he was just shaking out his arms like this. Yeah. I went, "Did Ray do something to you or something?" And he went, "No, I was playing the concertina." Yeah. Does that always happen to you when you're playing the concertina?
Well, it does if you're Cormac Begley. He's a force of nature.
It looked as if he'd been in a tussle with something anyway.
But that's, he gives it his all.
I remind you of, he tried to get a glass of water out there and there's no water in the hall.
Well, there is water. There's no glasses.
There's no glasses.
Yeah, there's.
Well, how are you meant to drink water?
I've no idea.
The man
is
nearly at the end of his tether.
Yeah,
out there.
Yeah, right, right. Will somebody
get him some
Cormac
water? I mean, I know cutbacks are bad, Ray, but jeepers.
Anyway. Well, all the energy of the organisation are going into choosing the next presenter of the Late Late Show, Mario.
Beautiful segue.
Yeah, sorry.
Well,
so they've taken their eye off the ball when it comes to water and all that sort of thing.
They have taken their eye off the ball. And of course, all my life. You know that GIF Grub started when the month that Gay Byrne stepped down.
Didn't know that. Were you the first person to do a good Gay Byrne? Or was there...
I was the first professional, if you like, to do the good Gay Byrne.
Right.
But there was a gentleman on Scrap Saturday who did it. Not Dermot Morgan, but there was a guy who they obviously met who did an uncanny kind of Gay Byrne. And he used to kind of do this pattern in Gay Byrne. But I was the first one that did it kind of, I suppose, regularly. And But not only do I do one Gay Byrne, I do three Gay Byrnes. Did I ever tell you about my three Gay Byrnes? See, I used to dig into the whole gay thing.
Right.
And go, because a lot of the times for impressions, a person will have three, four, five different sounds. They won't just sound one way, you know, like John Burton doesn't sound like that. It's just that once she did with Vincent Brown.
Uh-huh.
And so I made her sound like that
all the time. I see.
But Gay Byrne had three or four different incarnations. I mean, for example, there was his first incarnation, which I called British Gay. And British Gay was, "Welcome along now, folks. We're here in Granada Studios and we're talking to the Beatles." Wow. The Beatles, John, Paul, George and Ringo. And here you can hear a sense of Eamon Andrews and a sense of a British pronunciation, but also a little bit of Dublin in him. And also the idea that he's come over the sea to do this programme today and that he'll be here and then he'll go back to Dublin later on, don't you know?
Yeah.
Right? And then
there was
the mid-1970s and 80s Gay, where Gay obviously said it's all about American television. So you'd hear the Late Late Show and he'd come out in his stripy suit and he'd go, "Okay, how are you folks? We got a lovely show coming up. I like this show so much, I bought the whole company. Ho ho! You know what? It's all a song and dance act. Two guys together, tell the story, lock them in the room and don't let them come out until it's done." And he sounded a little bit like the ant and the aardvark in that. "Hey ant, come back." So he had that kind of Americana. And then, of course, there was the meaning of life, Gay. And that voice was deep. His pronunciation was perfect, as usual, but it was a very, very, very different voice.
Right.
Well done to you, Raimondo. My advice to you, my son, is don't be a slave to the wage. Go home, run, enjoy yourself, talk to Jenna Rooney, and don't be like me, having a rasher and egg at 9:10 in the evening before slaughtering myself at the altar of the bloody Late Late.
Okay. Well, who is next up to do that?
Well, who is next up? So I suppose there's a lot of choices. Is it time to do the race, Neil?
Talk us through them before we do the race. The contenders, the runners and riders.
I suppose. Ray Darcy would be one. We don't say he's not doing it. He's making. No, because it's not working. I told you it wouldn't work. But Ray Darcy could be one. I tell you,
Brendan O'Connor might do it.
Who?
Brendan O'Connor. You're not meant to do who when I'm doing an impersonation.
Sorry.
How long have you been addicted to the Salpidine, Ray? Come here, tell me about your feelings. How did you feel when that happened to you, Ray? Yeah. That sounds pretty good, don't you think? Welcome to the Late Late Show. There's one for everybody in the audience. Now, what's your name? Tyshaw? Yeah, okay, let's do that.
Dahi O'Shea. Dahi O'Shea could do it, but there'd be two types of Dahi O'Shea, do you see? There'd be the serious Dahi O'Shea who talks very slowly when he's doing a serious item. And then the fast Dahi O'Shea when he's having a bit of crack in the skelp and the patch shot and everything. Hey, whoa! I suppose Tommy Tiernan could do it, or he might be in the race, or the two Johnnies, or... Baz Ashmawi could do it. Now, Baz for me always sounds like the Cookie Monster for some reason.
Are you a bit scuppered? Because if it's a woman.
Yeah.
And Miriam has said...
Something I like better than putting on a dress, right? If you go online and Google Mario Rosenstock Claire Byrne, it's 2-1 on.
Right.
That doesn't sound right, actually.
So, but can you do Claire Byrne?
Not really, no.
No.
But if you see me... If you see me do Claire Byrne on the YouTube, I can do her on the YouTube.
What, you'll have to explain yourself.
Well, I can put on a red dress and a red thing, and then
and you have done that.
I don't have, and I can have her playing with toys and all this thing that she did on Prime Time.
Okay, but the voice.
I think the voice is well, not really, but I can do a kind of it. Oh, there he's back, Cormac Begley. Yeah. Are you all right? I'm sorry. Did you get water?
Not a drop.
Here's just some coffee for you. Anyway, so I probably couldn't do her voice, but I'll work on it.
Right. But so what you were asking was, so runners and riders.
Yeah, yeah.
They've done the thing, the parade.
So the queue will be
under
starter's orders, right?
When I say I'm doing.
Oh,
it
you're doing. When I say under starter's orders, then right. So but you'll have to hand over to the doyen of horse racing commentators. His name is Des Scahill.
Des Scahill. I know Des. He's from Kildare.
Yeah.
Yeah, Des, lovely man. Okay, so now we interrupt broadcasting. We're going live to the Curragh now. And for the next race, it's the Late Late Show Handicap. And your commentator is Des Scahill.
Thanks, Ray. It's actually Leopardstown, but it doesn't really matter. You got it wrong again. Welcome back to the Late 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 Show presenters as Ray gives me the two fingers off air. It's the presenters' Late Late Show horse race. They're under starter's orders. And they're off. Are they off?
Are they running?
Yes, I can't hear them. And first to show is Ray Darcy.
Oh, you.
Followed by Brendan O'Connor.
Come here. How did you feel about that?
Brendan O'Connor, Ray Darcy.
It's not working. It's not working.
Dahi O'Shea. Dahi O'Shea trying to get into it, followed by Marty Morrissey.
How you doing?
Claire Byrne. Can I stop you there? Not a very good impression, but anyway. Ray Darcy under pressure. Not working. Tommy Tiernan now trying to get into it. I love riding. Dahi O'Shea, Tommy Tiernan. I love riding. Here come the two Johnnies. The two Johnnies trying to get into it. Hector O'Hyukagon. How are you folks? Hector here. Tommy Tiernan, I love riding. Baz Ashmawi now trying to get into it.
Cookie Monster.
Ray Darcy whipping himself into a frenzy. One Johnny's gone and they're riding with only one Johnny. One Johnny is riding alone. Ray Darcy.
How are you?
Tommy Tiernan. I love riding. Brendan O'Connor.
Come here.
Claire Byrne.
Hello.
Mattress Mick. Bosco. Gizzig and Zag. Enoch Burke. Dustin the Turkey. Cormac Begley getting into it with this concertina. And here comes Sharon's gonna be the new presenter and I can't do her either.
Yay! Thanks, Des.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks,
I'm
Mario.
Exhausted. Can I have a cigarette after
will you,
that?
Will you stay there? You have to witness this. You have to witness Cormac.
I don't want to see him die.
No, he's not going to die. So B is the album because a lot of people were that was brilliant, says Gabriel. These are the reviews, not for you, for him, for Cormac. I had to pull over to listen to Cormac Begley. What a sound, blown away, says Eileen in Wexford. Wow, Cormac Begley, that was amazing. Is that available on an album? It is. B is the name of it. Cormac played in Clonkill GAA Clubhouse outside Mullingar last year. It was great to hear him play, but also to learn about the array of instruments he had with him. A master of his craft and a gentleman and very funny. And you're not on Spotify. That B isn't on Spotify.
It's not, no.
Right. We'll talk to you about that another time. Yeah, you're in Vicar Street supporting ye vagabonds, and you're headlining yourself. When's that?
On the 23rd, Sunday the 23rd.
So it's 23rd of April. Yes, so. Okay. And what are you going to play us out on?
I'm going to play O'Neill's Cavalcade, O'Neill's March.
You'll recognise this, Mario.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you'll recognise this.
Yeah. Okay.
amazing.
Get the defibrillator.
He's doing it again.
Cormac, amazing again. I'm stunned. I'm stunned.
That's beautiful. Was that Dara Doom at the end?
Yeah, well, yeah. That's the O'Neill's.
That's what it came from, is it?
Yeah, that's what it came from. Yeah. The reviews are in for you. I'm absolutely crying here. He's incredible. That's you. Howling here. He's brilliant. That's you. Mario, I love him. That's you. And the reviews, you, sorry, guys. You won't be here, but they will be coming in because that was amazing. Cormac Begley, girl, Mila, Margot. Mario, thank you. Right, good luck with the added dates. That's it from us. Cormac and Sarah on the way. We are back on Monday. Have a brilliant weekend. Good luck.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.